Thunder Bay. The city of Thunder Bay is previewing a new zoning bylaw that will bring major changes to planning rules, ahead of public consultations on the document later this year. City Council heard an update on the process Monday as administration had finished a first draft of the bylaw, which will be posted publicly for feedback at the end of October. Councillors urged the public to get engaged in the consultation process, calling the full revamp of the zoning bylaw a nearly once-in-a-generation opportunity that would profoundly, and literally, shape the city's future. The new bylaw will allow more flexibility for developers and residents, said Manager of Planning Services Leslie McEachern, who called it an exciting rethink of planning rules. The bylaw will help enact the vision of the city's official plan passed in 2019, she told councillors, promoting infill in fully serviced areas. The new regulations are designed to promote infill and intensification by providing for development on smaller lots, allowing for second units in most detached, semi-detached, and townhouse dwellings, and permitting second units in accessory buildings like garages, she said. The bylaw also provides new opportunities for backyard homes and takes an inclusive approach to group housing. These changes will offer a wider range of redevelopment opportunities, and this in turn promotes cost-effective development that uses existing infrastructure more efficiently and promotes a more walkable community. The changes envisioned would also provide greater flexibility on issues like parking minimums. Another key recommendation of the strategy is to eliminate the hierarchy of retail and office definitions, allowing both uses more broadly throughout commercial areas. Mayor Bill Morrow praised administration for a big body of really consequential work, writing the new bylaw's first draft, which will be refined after feedback from the public and specific stakeholder groups. This is a big opportunity for the community that in this city will only come around once every 10 or 11 years, and I can tell you in many cities, once every 20, 30, or 40 years. The current bylaw was approved in 2010, McEachern said. This is amazingly exciting stuff. These are the types of documents that shape communities for decades, agreed. Cown. Cody Fraser, saying it would be important to hear from the general public as well as developers and businesses during the upcoming consultations. Some councillors sounded a note of caution about changes like allowing smaller, second homes to be built on more residential lots. I think we're all very interested in densification, because it's just a better use of the infrastructure and will lower costs, said Cown. Mark Bentz. But I am concerned about the unintended consequences of changing neighborhoods drastically, and a public that may not be receptive to it in certain areas. Consultations on the draft will take place largely in November and December, with materials available at the city's Get Involved platform and a virtual open house planned, said Karen Lewis, GM of Development and Community Services. Public comments will be used to shape a final draft that will require council approval. Mayor Bill Morrow said it was important the bylaw come back for approval before the end of the current council's term in late 2022.